We invite you in every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time to Goddess Unleashed with Diane Vick. Join her as she spreads her powerful story to shed light on the disease process from a unique perspective. Diane has a master's in nursing, is a hypnotist and health coach. One of her favorite statements is, "Your medical history doesn't have to be your fate." She proved this inspirational message by overcoming her own debilitating genetic condition. She uses her personal experience and expertise to connect the conventional and alternative realms of medicine. Diane's goal is to spread her knowledge to bridge the gap between these two distinctly different realms of medicine. Diane says, "Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential."
Hi, this is Diane Vick, and this is Goddess Unleashed, my podcast, which airs every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And welcome to this episode, which I'm going to be sharing a little bit more about the book that I wrote, The Truth About IBS and Anxiety. If you haven't gotten a copy of the book, I am offering it for free. So just send me a message and reach out to me and I will send you that book. Now, the book goes way beyond just IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome, and digestive issues. It's actually me triumph over chronic pain, inflammation, and a syndrome that is called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. And I will go into that a little bit later. But first of all, I wanted to talk about how creating a supportive routine for yourself actually helps you reduce stress, enhance job performance, improve productivity, make you happier, healthier, and more vibrant, and a better person overall within your life, because now you're actually loving and supporting yourself. So stay tuned till later, and definitely I will have a case study, and I'm going to give more information about that later. But if you are interested and any of this information resonates with you, I suggest you reach out to me about that case study. So let's jump into the physical root, which is actually the cause of symptoms, disease, and illness inside the body. So everybody has heard of some kind of a diagnosis. In your family, there is some kind of a medical diagnosis, a history in your genes, some condition that could possibly develop, or your parents have, or your grandparents have. And as we age, inflammation and stress continues to grow inside our bodies, creating symptoms, disease, and illness. And the physical root of all of these conditions is inflammation and stress. So if you've never heard of oxidative stress, it's actually a rusting of our body. Our cells are rusting because of the air we breathe, the food we eat, the water we drink, and the stress we are exposed to. Our bodies are constantly under an assault of oxidative stress, which means that the cells at the cellular level are becoming damaged and stressed and undergoing oxidation. If you've ever seen an apple that sits out and it becomes rusty looking and brownish, that is the process of oxidation. And our bodies are undergoing this from the moment we are born. What happens is, as we age, our bodies stop producing the enzymes that help us fight that oxidative stress. So after 21, there is research out there that shows that our bodies are not able to combat that because we don't make the same antioxidants and enzymes to help us combat that stress. But the stress is happening not only for us, but it's also happening for children. And it begins much younger than we think. But there's so many children now that have chronic inflammation. They have diseases, they have pain, they have all of these symptoms. They're constantly catching viruses. And there's a reason for that, is because they're undergoing stress too. So definitely stay tuned to this podcast, because I'm going to be talking about how all of these things that happen in my own body started in childhood and progressively became chronic illness as an adult. So if you look at the physical root, which is the inflammation that is happening inside your body, we each have our own genetic predispositions and we have the cycle that our body is used to dealing with stress. So depending on how you deal with stress, you will exhibit symptoms in your body. Some people may get headaches when they're under a lot of stress. Some people may get digestive issues, which was my biggest problem. Some people will get pain in their body, which is also a really big problem that I had. And that's how you know how your body reacts to stress. So if you sit back for a moment and just think about when you were really stressed out, maybe a conversation that truly upset you, and how you felt. Just think of that moment, where you felt your pain, what were the symptoms that you experienced after that happened. And that's how you know, when you start to see a pattern, that that is the way you deal with stress and the way your body responds to stress. And again, everyone is very unique, but there is a way to turn on the switch for your genetic predispositions to continue to unveil, and eventually you're going to be on prescriptions, surgeries, and treatments, or turn off that switch and improve the way you feel, improve productivity, and feel much younger in your body and be able to do all the things that you want to accomplish. The second thing that I talk about in the book is that there's an emotional component, which is the emotional root. And this is the one that really impacts everything the most, and it's what people don't want to understand. And trust me, I didn't want to understand it either. Back when I had severe digestive issues, I had been experiencing diarrhea for more than 3 months and lost about 30 pounds. My hair was falling out. I was feeling miserable. The doctor's last resort after trying all these other prescriptions was to send me to a psychiatrist to get on something for anxiety to help control my symptoms. And guess what? It did help. It helped control my symptoms. It took some time, but my symptoms did get better. About what, that's something I wanted to be on my whole life? No, I did not want to be on more prescriptions. I was already on more than 13, and I didn't want to be on the ones I was on already. So that's why the process took me some time to figure out, how do you tackle the emotional component, which to me is the biggest one, because we are exposed to stress on a daily basis through every interaction that we have. And the way we process those experiences based on our beliefs that we established in childhood actually creates even more stress in our bodies, and thus the symptoms get worse. So that's why I created this unique program, which I call Unleashed, and I'll be explaining some of the steps in the program on this podcast. But the secret is to synergistically work on the physical root and the emotional root at the same time to tackle your symptoms. Now, if you look back at my past and how I used to feel as a child, you will see that there was a big pattern, and these things kept piling up until I got to the point where I had experienced chronic illness and I was on tons of prescriptions. The condition that I have, which I know now, but I didn't know back then, is called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which is a genetic condition that you have to be diagnosed by a genetic doctor, and it impacts your entire body. Every single system in your body is affected, and a lot of these people are on disability and have many issues with mobility because it impacts every single muscle, every tendon, every ligament, and all the other organs in the body, because the inflammation just builds up and all this stress, again, turn on the switch to stress, turn on the switch to disease and illness. So I was under a lot of stress. It had happened since childhood. It accumulated through life. And just to give you some background, I was a child that had anxiety and digestive issues. Test anxiety was severe. I ended up in the hospital many times with my severe digestive issues. And the pain also started around the same time. So this condition actually impacts the muscles in your body. And I was numb from my neck all the way to my hands, from my hip all the way to my toes. By the time I was in my mid-30s, this pain was unbearable and I couldn't take it anymore. I was getting injections, I was having dislocations and injuries constantly, and my body just couldn't take it anymore, and I had to figure out a way out, which is how I started learning my body, researching and figuring out that there's this underlying physical stress and inflammation that happens to the body. And later on in the process, I realized how big the emotional component is. So the power is in working on both synergistically. Now let's go into a situation that maybe you have experienced in your own life. So depending on what career you have, usually you have some kind of exposure to customers or customer service or other people that you have to deal with in work, coworkers, colleagues, and you might experience someone that is rude, that it was inappropriate, that makes you anxious, that gives you stress. So think about in your life experiences if there is any situation where you can recall that you felt really stressed out and anxious about. The situation made you frustrated, emotions came up, and whatever you experienced is perfectly fine. Everyone experiences stress differently. But as you think about that situation, whatever it was, pay attention to how your body felt. Did you have symptoms? Did you get a headache? Maybe your neck got tense when someone gave you a deadline that was unrealistic. Maybe you had instant stomach pain after a conversation with a family member. Maybe all of a sudden you were fatigued and exhausted after you went to a party and you had a confrontation. Whatever it is how your body processes stress. And that is the pattern that your body is in. Everyone has their own patterns. Everyone has their own genetic predispositions. But you can work on everything for everyone by tackling the emotional and the physical component together. Now, let's give you an example of this kind of experience. So back in November, I actually started a new writing process. But before I started the writing process, I actually went through a pretty stressful event. The stressful event was a customer service event. I am a nurse at a hospital, Baptist Hospital. I have been there for 15 years. I'm great at customer service. That is what my role is. I'm always on the phone talking to families, teaching them what to do, getting them whatever care they need, prescriptions they need, etc. I had a particular parent that came in on a call very upset already, and it had nothing to do with me. But yet I felt like that was totally taken out on me, and like he was talking about me, and it made me very upset. The challenges continued for several days. And as these conversations kept happening, the frustration in me kept accumulating, and I became very, very stressed out. And because I wasn't able to process the stress in that moment, because I was under such severe stress, eventually the symptoms happened, which is why I'm telling you the physical and the emotional route is so important. When you look at the symptoms that I exhibited on that very weekend, which it happened over a course of several days, I was feeling great. I'm someone that used to have chronic pain, but I don't have pain now. I'm very mobile. I'm very active. Back in the days when I used to experience this chronic pain, I felt like I was 60 years old and I was in a 20-year-old's body. How is that possible? It's because the stress was accumulating so much. But now when I'm feeling healthy, I'm energized. I'm able to move around. I'm doing rock climbing and all these crazy things I would never have thought of doing when I was in my 20s or even in my teens. You think about this particular situation and what happened in my body, it's pretty crazy. So I actually experienced fatigue. I had pain all over my body. I was exhausted. I'm talking exhausted fatigue. I was constantly stressed out. I was crying constantly. Any little situation would throw me off. And it was all because that emotional component, that specific conversation triggered something in me that was from my past that I needed to process and work on and release. So one of the things that I learned several years ago, which was actually last year, was I underwent hypnosis to figure out why am I having all these obstacles and challenges on creating videos and being on social when it's something that I really, really want to do. And after this particular experience with this person, this customer service experience, I went through all the same things that I had already worked on. So I became so stressed and overwhelmed, I had all these symptoms, that now I wasn't able to get on social again. I wasn't able to make videos because I was under so much stress and my body was feeling it all over. That it was time for me to step back and tackle my stress using my own practices, and I started incorporating something new. So one of the things that I started doing is actually called the Vimala Alphabet. It's called Transform Your Life Through Handwriting. So if you haven't seen this before, you can actually buy this package. It comes with affirmation cards every morning. It tells you what letters, what they mean, provides affirmations, what does your handwriting tell you, how can you transform your mind through meditation in handwriting. I wake up every morning and I write my letters. This is my second round. So this is day 34 of 40, but this is the second time I do it. So the first time I did it was right around the time where this incident happened and I was super stressed out. And the different practices that I incorporate in my own program and using this has helped me transform the way that I process stress and release that anxiety. And that's why I'm talking about that emotional root is so important, because when we get stressed out, our body is going to show us signs, and the signs are dependent on how you process stress and what are your normal symptoms. So I talk about creating a good foundation. So the physical route is about creating a foundation, eliminating harmful foods that are inflammatory to your body, which I discuss in my program, how to find foods that you're sensitive to, that you have allergies to, and start to eliminate them to give your body a rest so that you can create a supportive environment, give yourself the right nutrients, the right supplements to help heal your body, reduce that stress at the cellular level, and give you strategies to help you reduce the pain and inflammation that you're experiencing in your body. So then we can come in and synergistically work on the emotional component. The emotional starts with mindfulness practices. So meditation, which I'm sure you've heard of, the handwriting is a form of meditation. I don't talk about it in the book, obviously, because I learned that after. And once Josephine Diamond's ready to get on this podcast with me, she will share her beautiful gift and how she has been helping me with this program. But she's not quite ready yet. The other thing that we both happen to do, and she uses it in her writing program, and I happen to use it in mine, and doctors use it in their doctor's offices, is altering your breathing patterns. So breathing differently from the way we typically breathe, which is automatic. Our bodies are fabulous, and they know how to breathe easily and effortlessly, but changing your pattern actually helps release tension, stress, and anxiety, calm your mind, and center your thoughts. The breath that I teach is called the 5-5-5 breath. You inhale for a count of five, you hold your breath for a count of five, and you exhale for a count of five. Now, you can be a kid and do this, you can be an adult. It doesn't matter, because pretty much everybody knows how to count to five. And if you don't know how to count to five, you have five fingers and you can use your fingers to count. So you inhale for a count of five, then you slowly hold your breath as you bring your fingers down, and then you exhale for a count of five again. And that is one of the basic foundations that I teach in the beginning, because you start creating a supportive routine for yourself and figure out what actually works for you, because everyone is unique, and developing a routine that works for you is the key. The other thing that I talk and is very powerful is journaling. So part of this practice also includes journaling. So after you do your handwriting, you actually do a journal entry of what came up, what have you experienced in your body, what symptoms have you had, what kind of interactions you had, whatever it is that you want to journal, whatever comes up, you write it down. And that's very powerful journaling. I love teaching gratitude and having my clients actually do their first entry in the morning as a gratitude, something that you're grateful for, your family, your children, whatever it is, and incorporating that into your journal entry. And that is all part of the mindfulness practice. Something else that I do talk about, which is still working on that physical part, is an energetic release and using your vocals. So actually using your vocals is a very relaxing practice. We don't do it enough. We don't have enough silly fun. Our bodies are designed to move. Our bodies are designed to get going and grooving and dancing. And we're not meant to be sitting on the couch all day long watching TV or sitting at a desk stuck in one position for such a long time. That is what happens when we are exposed to such a constant barrage of the same thing, and we're not getting our body moving, that the inflammation starts to build up in certain areas of our body and we get symptoms. So physical release, and by energetically moving your body and getting going and finding what exercise works for you. Maybe it's dancing. I'm trying belly dancing now. Maybe it's Zumba. Maybe it's weightlifting. Whatever it is that you enjoy, swimming, any kind of activity, and if you can get an accountability partner, someone that's going to go with you and actually going to get you motivated to be there, it's amazing to get your muscles going, get those toxins out of your body, get your body flowing and moving. Now, the vocal part is a little bit fun, and I love to incorporate it throughout my day, and I love listening to music. So if you feel stressed out, that is something that you can do anytime, anywhere. Turn on your earbuds, go hide in the bathroom, sing a song and enjoy it and relax. You'll see that simply singing a song changes your energy, changes your vibrations, makes you feel better. So if you're feeling really grumpy and angry, take in some deep breaths, do the 5-5-5, and feel your body relax and release stress. Then turn on a song, go dance, be silly, get jiggy, and feel the stress leave your body. And that is all working on the physical body, getting that inflammation out. The next part I talk about is using affirmations. I combine affirmations with vocals. So in the last part, I talked about vocals, how vocalizing helps release tension from your body. We actually hold a lot of our emotions in. And when we hold our emotions in, we get physical experiences in our body and symptoms that arise. I'll give you an example. I have nodules in my thyroid. I used to always keep my emotions trapped inside. Guess what happens when you keep your emotions trapped inside and you don't process them by getting your body moving and singing a song or speaking up for yourself? You will get symptoms in your body. So I had nodules in my thyroid, had to get biopsies almost every 6 months for a long period of time. Thankfully, don't need thyroid medication, but some people do. And you also get other symptoms throughout your body. So it's very, very powerful to use the affirmations in a song. So the way I create affirmations for my clients is, depending on whatever they're working on, I will create an affirmation for them and then create it into a song where they can use the vocals for themselves and sing a song to help transform their mind by ingraining those affirmations in their mind, relaxing their body, and tapping into the vocal power of releasing all of these negative emotions from our body by using our vocal cords and getting our body moving. So that is affirmations. Another important part of the program is to create boundaries. So recently I put a post out there about boundaries. When you experience these conflicts, these anxieties, and these tensions in your body, and you become more aware, you realize who triggers you. There is someone that turns on that switch and really pisses you off. And those are the people that you have to create boundaries with. And I've talked about it in other episodes, how important it is to have boundaries, how it helps you transform your life. And definitely that is something that I should have thought of when I was on that call with that person and set up boundaries. But obviously in that moment, I was under too much stress. So it happens. Sometimes we make mistakes and we learn from our mistakes and adapt and grow. And definitely boundaries is a big thing that I think about now when I have a confrontation like that. And using my own routine for the process. And the last part in that section that I talk about affirmations is perception. Working on our own perception of why we are experiencing these things. So if you think about that specific conversation where I got so stressed out, my perception was that I was going to get fired because this man was so rude and so mean, even though I had done everything in my absolute power to help him get what he needed, had the best I could. I contacted every single department that I could possibly think of in the hospital and did everything possible. And my manager was completely aware that I was doing a great job, but I was still stressed. It was my perception. I perceived that I was fearful that I was going to lose my job over something that I did every possible thing possible to help this person. So your perception is a big part. Pay attention. When you get anxious, you get stressed out with a conversation with someone, how is it that you're interpreting what they're saying? Because chances are what they're saying is not necessarily exactly what you are perceiving. We perceive things very differently from what other people are telling us. And that perception can create stress and inflammation and symptoms in your body. Soon we're going to go on break, so I just want to recap here. We talked about the physical route, the emotional route, how you can incorporate mindfulness and breathing activities, do some energetic release, get some exercise going, and create a supportive routine for yourself. Everyone is unique, and going through this program is how I help people develop a process that works for them to help them deal with their own stress, their inflammation, and their symptoms, and how their body processes stress. But it is very powerful to use some of these techniques in your daily routine and notice how your body shifts and how you relax and release stress in the moment. So I empower you that the next time that you have a conversation that someone really pisses you off, and maybe your neck gets tight, or you feel your throat gets a knot and suddenly dry, take a moment to do a 5-5-5 breath and do something silly, like turn on a song and dance to that song and sing to that song, and see how you feel different just from doing something like that. That's so simple. We'll be back in a few minutes and I'll say the next parts of the book and share some more about that case study that I was talking about. So stick around so you can learn if you can be part of that amazing case study. See you soon. This is Diane, Goddess Unleashed.
with Goddess Unleashed, Diane Vick. Every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Diane's powerful perspective inspires transformation by tapping into the body's natural healing potential. Diane has a master's in nursing, is a hypnotist, and health coach. One of her favorite statements is, "Your medical history doesn't have to be your fate." She proved this inspirational message by overcoming her own debilitating genetic condition. Tune in weekly for enlightening ways to find your own unique wellness. Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential.
Ever wonder what it's like to have your own radio show? Well, wonder no longer, because you can dip into the radio airwaves by being host for the day on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. It's a fabulous way to get your radio feet wet. It's an opportunity to market your business, modality, or book. Have a guest, mention a sponsor, and take callers. Or you may want to facilitate a lesson by going solo. It's up to you. Listeners can be online, mobile, in cars with Bluetooth, or listen through Amazon's Echo by asking, "Alexa, play Dream Vision 7 Radio Network." For more details, go to dreamvision7radio.com and click on Host for the Day.
Hi, this is Diane Vick. Did you know that your medical history doesn't have to be your fate? I can tell you more on a free discovery call. I help women with anxiety and gut issues overcome their symptoms using holistic treatments to release trauma and pain. Schedule your free discovery call today and see what I have to offer. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Omega Institute, offering workshops, retreats, and online learning dedicated to awakening the best in the human spirit. For over 40 years, Omega has seen more than 1 million people come through its doors to grow, learn, and find a greater sense of purpose. With over 350 workshops to choose from, Omega offers something for everyone. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org or call 877-944-2002. Again, 877-944-2002.
This is Diane Vick from Diane's Wellness. Are you sick of the overwhelming stress and anxiety, or maybe your severe digestive issues and you're looking for a way out? I help women with anxiety and gut issues overcome their overwhelming symptoms using holistic treatments to release trauma and pain. It's pretty simple to reach me. All you have to do is schedule a free discovery call. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Schedule your free call today. See you soon.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Unleashed. This is Diane Vick. And I'm going to get a little comfortable in this part of the episode because I'm going to jump into the last few sections of my book, which is The Truth About IBS and Anxiety. If you haven't signed up for a free copy, I'm telling you that this book goes way beyond just digestive issues and anxiety. This is about overcoming chronic illness, tackling your genetic predispositions, turning off that genetic switch, and being able to reduce the inflammation, tension, stress, and anxiety within your body to help you feel younger, healthier, more vibrant, become more productive, and better at everything you do because you are taking care of the most important person in your life, which is you. So let's lay back and get comfortable. Now, if you're watching, you can see that I'm looking at this book. It's by Louise Hay. It's called Heal Your Body. And it will show you that I am not the only person that has come up with this amazing gift that tells you that there is a physical and an emotional root to the symptoms that are happening in your body. In the earlier part of the episode, I talked about this anxious experience that I had with a customer that was very, very rude and how it impacted my body. And I actually experienced chronic pain, which I hadn't experienced for a long time. I had fatigue and I was under a lot of stress. So if you look in her book at pain, what she says here is it is a sign of guilt. Guilt always seeks punishment. So it's a form of punishment that you're basically having on yourself because you're keeping all these emotions trapped in. And the affirmation that she gives you, again, the power of affirmations, is I lovingly release the past. They are free and I am free. All is well in my heart now. Isn't that beautiful? So that's what I'm talking about, using affirmations and transforming these thoughts in your mind and creating vocals. So the last thing I talked about was actually creating an affirmation song for yourself. It's something that I do for my clients and enjoy doing. And it's pretty fun. The one that I created recently, which is actually for myself, is called The Courage and Compassion. I can't play it because it's actually recording in my phone, which I'm using to record this podcast. But I will go into a little bit so you can hear what I mean when I say using vocals to create your affirmations for yourself and tapping into that energetic release that happens when you use affirmations and ingrain these positive beliefs in your mind. So let me jump into the song and then we will go over some of the positions that I share in the book and how you can actually flow energy in your body and release tension and stress in the moment by synergistically working on the emotional and the physical component at the same time to tackle your symptoms. And again, turn off that switch to disease, illness, and inflammation, turn off that genetic predisposition and allow your body to deal with stress naturally. But let me go into the song. The courage and compassion is in me. Yes, the courage and compassion, the courage and compassion, the courage and compassion is in me. I release any tension from my body. I release any tension from my mind. I release any tension, I release any tension, I release any tension from my soul. I am free to live the life that I dream. I am free to live the life that I dream. You are free to live it too. Come join me over here and live the life that you dream. Now, if it sounded good, I don't know. Some people have told me my voice sucks. I don't care. This is for me. If you enjoyed it, I'm happy about it. I sang that song basically for me, and I do it for my clients, and they enjoy it, so I really don't care what other people say, because I have been told by some people that my voice sucks, and I am not a professional singer. I don't do it for that purpose. It's simply to get the affirmations out there, to hear your own voice. Excuse me. It empowers you to transform those thoughts in your subconscious mind even more when it's actually your voice that you record on your phone singing your affirmation song and really ingraining that in your subconscious. So that is the power of using affirmations and vocals combined, which I share with my clients and help them create the really most powerful affirmation song that they can. That one happened to be one that I created for myself, but I have shared it with my clients and they have enjoyed it. And now we will jump into the energetic release and yoni health, which is the last few chapters in my book. Yoni health. A lot of people don't know what that means. I have talked about it in other episodes and podcasts. I actually brought one of my coaches, Michelle Alba, to teach about yoni health in one of the other podcasts and how powerful it is to actually tackle the inflammation in our pelvis. One thing that you might not even know is we all hold stress and inflammation in our bodies. And high percentage of that stress and inflammation is in our pelvis. And it's just simply because that is the area of our body that processes toxins. Our digestive tract works on getting toxins and inflammation out of our body. Our lymphatic system drains in our pelvis. Our urinary tract drains in our pelvis. It's purely anatomical how our body works and gets all of our toxins out that way. The powerful thing is that this inflammation continues to build up as we stress, as we are stressed, and inflammation grows in our bodies, and we stay in this vicious pattern where we're not supporting our bodies and releasing the tension and stress in the moment. It continues to accumulate, and people end up having symptoms within their reproductive tract. That is something that I experienced back in the day. So I was under chronic pain. We talked about how many prescriptions I was on. I was having severe digestive issues, and I also had a lot of urinary problems, yeast infections, no libido, and all of these things came together. And they progressively got worse as time progressed and stress got worse and more prescriptions came on play. So that goes to show you that the inflammation that is happening in the pelvis happens and it continues to accumulate, and illness and disease will also develop in that area. And that is why so many people that are on tons of prescriptions and have had chronic illness for a long time usually end up having some kind of issue with their libido and their desire for intimacy. And that is something that I experienced. Imagine someone that was fairly young and lost her libido because she was under so much stress and chronically ill, like I was. But I'm not the only one. There's a lot of women that have issues with libido, and it's simply because we hold a lot of inflammation and toxins in this part of our body, and we're not really sure how to get that inflammation and toxins out. And it's very, very powerful to learn how to stretch your yoni, how to release tension and stress from your reproductive tract. So the yoni is the vagina. There is a name for the male reproductive organ, but I don't know what it is. And it's all about reducing stress, tension, and inflammation in that area. The other thing I talk about in this chapter is called energy medicine, is how can we get our body, which is a natural healing machine. We have tons of antioxidants and enzymes and happy hormones floating through our body. If we optimally use our body the way it was designed, it is actually made to help you heal and repair. So getting your body to flow energy makes you more energized, makes you more vibrant, and reduces that inflammation and tackles that emotional and physical root, which I talked about earlier. So there are a couple positions that I share in the book. One of them is called the dragonfly. The dragonfly is actually feet together, knees wide apart, supporting your neck with your hands interlocked, usually behind your head, interlocked and behind your neck, doing a little bit of a massage. And this is a position to help stretch out that pelvic floor. So we have a lot of tension and inflammation in their pelvic floor. I talked about how we all hold stress and inflammation in this area. That is the part of our body that drains our lymphatic system and our urinary tract and our digestive tract, all drains in this area. So we hold a lot of tension and toxins here as it is. And getting in this position is a great way to start your day. It's also a great way to end your day. So this is a position that I use when I lay down on the couch. Who said you have to lay down on the couch with your legs straight like this? You can actually optimize your body and use your body to stretch. And I use different routines around the house, which soon I will share videos about that as well, and how I incorporate that into clients' routines to help them optimize their own routine and their whatever they have to do around the house to be able to tackle their unique inflammation and tension areas so that they can synergistically work on things in the short amount of time that they have and process their stress and release that tension. But this position is something that you can do in the morning, something that you can do at night. Combining with the 5-5 breath is so powerful.
And it helps you calm your nervous system, relax your thoughts, relax your mind, and get you in the right mindset for a great day. So laying down in this position may not be ideal for some people. They may not be able to touch their feet together. The other position I talk about is an X, where you actually have your arms extended to the sides and your feet extended to the sides, and you're in an X formation. That would be the alternate to the dragonfly. But the dragonfly is the position that I enjoy doing every single day, and I do it all the time. And it's about stretching that pelvis. And if you pay attention, there's usually one side of your pelvis that is tighter than the other. So your inner thighs, when you get in this position, there's going to be one side that you use more than the other. It's typical, normal that we use one part of our body more. Just like if you're right-handed, use your right hand more to open doors, to write, to do different activities, to cut steak. The same thing happens with our legs. We tend to put more weight on one side than the other, which means we're going to develop more tension and inflammation on one side of the body as opposed to the other. So paying attention to your body and really tapping into that area of your body that has more tenderness and more pain is something that helps you release that stress and tension in the moment, and combining it with the 5-5-5 breath is really powerful to get that energy flowing and to get those toxins out. So one of the things I do in the dragonfly position is actually a little wiggle. Do a little wiggle, stretching out those areas, really engaging those muscles and feeling how that tightness releases, because you hold that position for a short period of time and you do the breathing. And the deep breathing not only relaxes your mind, but it also relaxes your muscles and your body. The other thing I share is the self-love hug. And it's pretty easy. You can do it all the time. You can incorporate it when you're feeling stressed out in a movie. Maybe there's a situation that's kind of stressful, like a murder or some kind of thing that really gets you stressed out. You feel your hormones are switching up. You're feeling a little anxious. You can actually do the self-love hug then. I love to fall asleep in the self-love hug because it's all about relaxation, calm, and flowing the energy from the right side of your body to the left. And it's very easy. You simply cross your arms in front of your chest. Your hands are at your shoulders. Your left hand is on your right shoulder. Your right hand is on your left shoulder. And you can massage and just get into that position and do the 5-5-5 breath. And just sit with it a moment and feel how your body relaxes and lets go of stress. The other one is called the pregnant princess. So this one is actually kind of the same position in the dragonfly. Put one hand on your pelvis and one hand on the top of your head, and just do the breathing in this position, just getting your nerves to relax, your body to relax, and get energy to flow throughout your body. The other one that I talk about is called the crisscross hug. So this one I usually do when I'm standing, maybe a little bit frustrated with the conversation, where you actually interlock your hands together, but backwards. So your right hand goes over your left and you interlock them in front of you, and then you bring them in. And you can do this in front of you or you can do this behind you, but it's simply getting your right hemisphere and your left hemisphere interlocked and relaxing your body and calming your nervous system by doing this little crisscross position. And that is all about getting the energy to flow, releasing tension and inflammation from your body. Obviously, I dig a little deeper into Yoni Health in my program and teach you specific strategies and techniques. But the basis is, do you do Kegels? Men and women can do Kegels. And Kegels help release tension and inflammation in our pelvis and reduce toxins. So it gets our lymphatic system draining. It improves the flow of all these toxins from our body. And it helps us reduce stress. I don't know if you've ever noticed, but when you have an orgasm, you tend to sleep better. So promoting the reduce of inflammation in the area of your pelvis by stretching out these muscles and using the Kegel exercises and incorporating energy medicine, it enhances your libido over time and improves the function of the muscles. So your body's able to reduce stress, tension, and inflammation, and then improve libido. And more orgasms means you sleep better and have an amazing restful night's sleep. So pay attention the next time that you do have an orgasm, and it's a really good orgasm. Did you sleep better? Because that's the secret in this program, is when you reduce stress and inflammation in your body in such huge amounts, and you turn off that switch to your genetics that is having you experiencing symptoms in your body every single day, the magical thing that tends to come back is your libido and your orgasms. And guess what? When you have better orgasms and you have amazing orgasms that maybe you hadn't experienced in a very long time, you reduce stress and inflammation in your body and you sleep better. And it is amazing, because then you wake up in the morning, you're energized, you feel amazing, and you tackle so many obstacles. You're much more productive. You're more energized and relaxed, and it is an amazing experience. So if you haven't tried a yoni stretch, I recommend that you get in the dragonfly and do that little position. And that is just a little taste of what I teach, but it is a very powerful position that actually combined with the 5-5-5 breath and using the affirmations is a pretty unique experience to help you tap into your own natural healing potential and bring that libido that has been lost back. So let me look in this book again for another area of the body, just to talk about another symptom that I've experienced in the past and give you a little bit more insight of how this emotional and physical root is really the way that you can tackle your symptoms, your illness, your disease in your body, and transform the way you feel so that you can reduce the need for all these prescriptions and surgeries. And if you don't know, I am a nurse of 15 years. I use tons of prescriptions, and now I don't take any. I do have an emergency migraine pill every once in a while, so let's go look at migraines, because that is also stress-induced. Just like I said, headaches, migraines are also stress-induced. There's a incorporation of food and diet and making sure you are hydrated. But let's see what Louise Hay says about migraine headaches. Dislike of being driven, resisting the flow of life. Sexual fears can usually be relieved by masturbation. Ha ha. See, even she says it. Orgasms help you release stress. You release happy hormones, your body relaxes, and you sleep better, people, when you have good orgasm. So her affirmation is, I relax into the flow of life and let life provide all that I need easily and comfortably. Life is for me. So let me tell you what happened the last time I had a migraine, just so you have an idea of how stress can impact you so quickly in the moment and create these symptoms in your body. So last week I had a party for my son, and a lot of the moms have been asking me about my book and doing meditations, and I went on a field trip with them recently and I didn't do any meditations or teach anyone how to breathe, even though I'm going to do it. And my body was not happy about that. I was very attentive and doing all the party things, all the typical mom things, but I totally could have had time to take the moms aside and teach them some breathing and some relaxation and see if they needed to unwind, but I didn't. So guess what my body did? It gave me a symptom, and I had a horrible headache by the time I got home. And I had to do my routine, really connect with my body and figure out where were these symptoms coming from. And guess what? It told me exactly that. Diane, you wanted to get in front of the moms and teach them a relaxation routine, and you didn't do it. So this is your body sending you a message with a headache. So the next time that you experience something like that, where you go to a party, an event, or there was something that maybe you planned on doing and you didn't do, pay attention to the message your body's going to send you, because it's going to give you some kind of a symptom, and
you will certainly learn what your pattern is. So I hope you learned something interesting on this episode and realize that your genetic predispositions don't have to control your life. You don't have to live a life with tons of prescriptions and aging rapidly and feeling miserable in your body. Because if you haven't figured it out yet, I used to feel like I was 60 years old in a 20-year-old's body, and now I'm 42 and I feel amazing. I rock climb, I'm doing belly dancing, I release stress regularly, I follow my routine. Orgasms are an amazing way to reduce stress, and tapping into your body's natural stress relief and incorporating the Unleash technique, which I share, is a great way to improve libido, reduce symptoms, and turn off that switch to your genetics. So as I talked about before, I do have a case study. I'm looking for 5 women that want to tackle their inflammation and stress and their symptoms and improve their libido. Hello, because everybody wants that, especially your partner. They want you to have a better libido. So if you want someone that has had experience with that same issue to help you with that amazing gift, then give me a call, schedule a free call, and we will decide together if this is the right fit for you. And that case study is starting soon, so make sure you take action and give me a call. The amazing gift in this program is that you actually get a gift package with all the tricks and things you need to help you transform your life over the 8 weeks that I work with you. And it's a lot of fun, and I love working with my clients. I'll give you a brief example of one of my clients. I do have a client who's experienced severe digestive issues, had a lot of anxiety, and had a lot of food allergies. And thankfully, through the process, she was able to learn her body, realize what her specific food triggers were, take some foods out of her diet for a little bit of time. And one of the miraculous things that came out of us working together was her libido came back. Hello. That is so amazing. So if you didn't learn anything from me today, but you actually realized that you wanted to work on your libido, I hope you give me a call and schedule that free discovery call to see if you could be part of that amazing case study. I'm again looking for 5 women that want to work with me and improve their symptoms. And the amazing thing that happens when you work on self-love and create an awareness routine for yourself is it actually impacts everybody around you. If you haven't noticed, your kids are experiencing stress too. And when you're stressed, they experience symptoms just like you do. And it's kind of sad that our kids exhibit symptoms to give us messages, because there are so many kids out there that are experiencing sensory issues and sensory overload. And I'm excited to be presenting that tomorrow live in a presentation for children with special needs, and how I can teach families to not only help mom relax, but help the child relax and reduce their own symptoms of sensory overload, anxiety, and just feel better overall. So thank you for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something new today. And if you want to be part of that case study, make sure you reach out to me. Bye.
Be sure to connect with Goddess Unleashed Diane next time, as each episode offers a unique synergy of conventional and alternative modalities to empower personal transformation. Diane empowers individuals to find their own unique wellness by looking outside of the box. Her inspirational message resonates throughout her show to shed light on the power of the mind in the healing process. Tune in every Thursday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Goddess Unleashed with Diane Vick on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Let's thrive together as we develop a mind, body, and soul connection to transform your body's healing potential. Take advantage of Diane's services at dianevick.com. That's DianeVich.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.